You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Tom Michael. And a note, at times you can find active group of Idaho Matters listeners on Twitter and on Facebook. If you want to join in, the hashtag is Idaho Matters. That works great on Twitter. Well, technology surrounds us every day, and the demand for software engineers is always growing. Many now say it's essential for children to learn coding skills, whether in the school classroom, at home, or through extracurricular coursework. But women are significantly underrepresented in STEM fields. Those are science, technology, engineering, and math. But organizations have sprung up to help girls understand that learning how to code is not only beneficial, it can also be fun. One way girls can learn more about coding for no cost is at Boise's Discovery Center of Idaho. And joining us live in the studio to talk more about that is Emily Mahon, the new education director with the Discovery Center of Idaho. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
First, for those who don't know, what is the Discovery Center here in Boise?
Discovery Center is a space where we offer hands-on access to STEM learning. So you can go in and learn all about technology, engineering, math. It's something we want to ignite lifelong learning and excitement in STEM fields for the community.
I know you have many children's exhibits, but also for adults as well.
Oh, yes. Everything is for the whole family. You can come and see dinosaurs. You can come and see King Tut. Everything is for the family. Everyone's represented there.
Okay. So the All Girls Coding Camp, it's a partnership with AT&T. Mm-hmm. Why do that? Why an All Girls Coding Camp?
Well, our main idea in pushing this is to provide an opportunity for girls to be exposed to STEM-related fields, and in this case, in particular, the computer sciences, in a non-intimidating environment. Gender bias still skews in favor of men and boys in STEM-related fields, and so we want to offer them a very safe space to explore these skills.
It's probably not a surprising statistic to know that fewer than 1 in 5 computer science graduates are women. But here's a sobering stat. In 1995, 37% of computer scientists were women. Today, women only represent 24%. It seems like losing ground.
We are definitely losing ground right now. And actually, according to a study put out by NPR in 2014, we can kind of track that trend back to the mid-1980s, where personal computers started being marketed mostly exclusively to men, and families were more likely to buy computers for boys than girls. So this and other similar societal trends have had a major role in affecting women's involvement in computer science.
Is there an age that you're targeting?
The target for this program in particular is our 9th through 12th grade girls, but we think coding is for everyone from the very beginning all the way through.
Let's jump back in, 9th through 12th grade.
Yes.
Why do you target that demographic?
These are girls who we feel that they can jump in more quickly. We can teach them coding. They can jump in. And really what they're looking for is what they can go into as far as careers that they look forward to, trying to get them interested in going into computer science as a major, as an undergraduate, or as a graduate study, and then to fill out those fields throughout the country.
Emily, it seems from the research that boys and girls have some equal interest in science in the younger ages, but then it drops off for girls, especially between 13 and 17. Any thoughts why?
Well, I can go back. I think a lot of it is societal norms. I think it's a lot of the marketing and what the girls are being exposed to versus what the boys are being exposed to. And so what we need to do is kind of shift that trend and remove those negative connotations and really make sure that they have the opportunity to realize that this is something for everyone.
We're talking about an all-girls coding camp. That's with AT&T's help at the Discovery Center. And we're speaking with Emily Mahon, who is the education director as of, 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
Literally 2 weeks ago. There's no cost for this camp.
No, this is completely free. We're very excited because AT&T has supported this. This is the third year that AT&T has supported this program. So the cost per girl is valued at about $500, but is fully covered and is offered at no cost to the participants.
And individually, those participants, what do they get by the end of the course?
Well, the girls are going to be learning basic coding languages and skills that they can apply across multiple avenues, from game design to robotics to drones, really whatever they want to go into. We also get to interact with female leaders and representatives from the STEM industries in and around Boise, as well as demonstrate and stretch their own leadership skills by helping to design and facilitate the culminating Hour of Code event at the Discovery Center in December.
When is that in December?
December 14th.
Okay, so that's the Hour of Code. You know, our news team has interviewed before Hadi Partovi. He's the CEO of Code.org, and I believe he launched the Hour of Code. He's come through Boise. I imagine you've probably even had him in as part of your programming.
Yes, we brought him through, and we're working with a lot of partners in Boise as well to provide webinars for teachers to see how they can also be involved in this Hour of Code.
Okay, let's jump back into this idea of girls and coding, and even the languages they learn. It's almost like a picking up a language skill.
It really is. It's just like if you were going to be learning Spanish to better understand South America, or you're going to be learning or ancient Hebrew to better understand Israel history. These are types of languages that we need to know to understand the world around us. And coding is one that's used pretty much everywhere and everything we look at in the 21st century.
I've watched children do this, and there's almost like an aha moment when they are able to move a robotic arm, or when they program something and set back and hit go, things happen. Like what?
Oh, well, what they're able to do is the children are able to kind of put their ideas forward. And what it is a very easy process. They see that there's step one, there's a step two, and there's a step three, and there's something at the end of it that gives them a positive culmination.
Again, we've been speaking with Emily Mahon with the Discovery Center of Idaho. She's the new education director there, and we've been talking about an all-girls coding camp. Emily, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And thanks you, the listeners, for joining us for this program, Idaho Matters. Thanks to all listening to our public affairs program, Idaho Matters, and we hope it's your noonday habit or catch the replay at 8 o'clock. Our producers are Samantha Wright and Frankie Barnhill. Associate producer is Hannah Gardowski. Our social media intern is Ethan Weber. And our program associate is Norm Gunning. Our theme music, written and produced by musician Will Hall. I'm Tom Michael, and Gemma Gaudette will be back on Monday. You know, you can always hear today's program and previous interviews at our website, and that is boisestatepublicradio.org. This is Boise State Public Radio News, and you're in tune with Idaho Matters. Thanks.